Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, first up this half hour, the Miracles. Then Gladys Knight and the Pips. Diana Ross. Diana Ross and the Supremes together. The Temptations. Marvin Gaye. Michael Jackson. And Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. And Come On, Do the Jerk right here on Motown Memories.
Come on, do the jerk.
Hold me tight, kiss me long, make this night one.
Fallen.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't stop my crying till that last man's gotten off. Last time I saw him, last time I saw my honey, last time I saw him he was Greyhound bound. But I'm still waiting here without a fear that bus will someday turn around. I had no letter, it's been 6 months, maybe better. I tried forgetting him, but I love him more than ever. I have decided
Motown memory from Diana Ross, the 35th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and last time I saw him, they reached number 14 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1974. Before that, Glass and the Pips, the 42nd most popular Billboard Motown artist, with Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me. That was their first release on the Motown record label. It only reached number 98 from 1967. And we started with the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, Come On, Do the Jerk. The Miracles were the 44th most popular Motown artist, and that song reached number 50 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, a smash hit from the Supremes and Love Child. Well, Love Child was the second single and the title track from the album entitled Love Child, and it became the Supremes' 11th number one single in the United States. The record took just 3 weeks to reach top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and then it topped there for 2 weeks, November 30th through December 7th, 1968. It was overthrown by even a bigger Motown single, Marvin Gaye's I Heard Through the Grapevine. The song paved new ground for major pop hits with the then-controversial subject matter of illegitimacy, and it was also the single that finally knocked the Beatles' Hey Jude off the top spot in the United States after its 9-week run. Well, on Billboard's special 2015 chart of the top 40 biggest girl groups of all time in the Billboard Hot 100 charts, Love Child ranked highest among the Supremes' 6 entries. Well, in 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes dropped Florence Ballard, and they acquired new member Cindy Birdsong, and they added Ross's name to the billing. Following this string of changes, the Supremes had mixed success on the pop charts. Reflections peaked at number 2 on the Billboard pop charts, and In and Out of Love peaked at number 9, but the group's next two singles did not hit the top 20. This prompted Motown chief Berry Gordy to hold a special meeting, which was attended by a group of writers and producers of the label, including R. Dean Taylor, Frank Wilson, Pam Sawyer, Deke Richards, and Henry Cosby. The group, who named themselves The Clan, set out to work on a hit single for Diana Ross and Supremes, and instead of composing another love-based song, the team decided to go a different way. And the result was this great song, Love Child, by the Supremes, right here on Motown.
No, no. Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Of someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. For me, there's you and nobody else. Stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Oh, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Tell the truth, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Well, it's like sugar.
Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, the 12th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and that is How Sweet It Is To Be Loved By You. And his version of the song reached number 6 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1964. Junior Walker and the All-Stars also had it with that song. Before that, The Temptations, the 21st most popular Billboard Motown artist, with I Could Never Love Another After Loving You, and they reached number 13 from 1968. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Love Child, the 25th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and that song reached number 1 from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're counting down the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song from Michael Jackson, Just a Little Bit of You, right here on Motown Memories.
Just a little bit of you every day.
continue with Tom Fowler.
Wonder, the fifth most popular Billboard Motown artist with Higher Ground, and then reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1973, and we started with Michael Jackson, Just a Little Bit of You, his 7th of 7 charting 45s on the Motown record label. He's the 7th most popular Billboard Motown artist overall, and that song reached number 23 from 1975. Well, this hour, we featured top Billboard Motown artists.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.